This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Ukrainian military is rapidly losing troops in the war against Russia as fighting continues mainly in eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In a military cemetery just 90 miles west of Kyiv, another soldier is laid to rest as Ukraine marks 100 days since the start of the war. The burial marks the 40th fighter to die in this cemetery alone as workers rapidly prepare new graves for the next bodies that will inevitably arrive soon. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Ukraine is now losing 60 to 100 soldiers each day in combat. That number surpasses the almost 50 per day death toll of American soldiers that died in 1968 during the Vietnam War's deadliest year for U.S. forces. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Francis said on Saturday that he would meet soon with Ukrainian officials to discuss the possibility of a visit to their country. He disclosed the coming meeting in a question and answer session with children in one of the Vatican's main courtyards. When a Ukrainian boy asked him if he would go to Ukraine to save the children suffering there, the 85-year-old Pope Francis responded that he often thought of Ukrainian children and wanted to visit the country but had to choose the right time. The Pope has been using a wheelchair lately because of knee pain. Authorities in Hong Kong on Saturday detained several people as they pounced on any attempt at public commemoration of the 33rd anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown, also known as the June 4th incident, when China set troops and tanks on peaceful protesters. Estimates of the death toll from the 1989 crackdown vary from several hundred to several thousand. This is VOA News. Funeral services continue in Uvalde, Texas, for the 19 students and two teachers killed in a teenage gunman's rampage at the Robb Elementary School. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The hearses crawl by, some black, some silver, and even white, and in a pair Friday for cousins. The families of two more having funerals Saturday, McKenna Lee Elrod and Rogelio Fernandez Torres. McKenna's family says she wrote notes to them, hiding them so they could be found later. A light to all who knew her, who loved to feed animals on the family's ranch. While a school bus driver remembers Rogelio asking to sit in the back, because that's where the visiting happens. In an obituary, his family describes Rogelio as outgoing and always eager to help, with a smile on his face. I'm Ben Thomas.
Saudi Arabia on Saturday welcomed its first batch of pilgrims since before the coronavirus pandemic, which prompted authorities to sharply restrict the annual ritual of the Hajj, a pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca. State media said Saturday that a group from Indonesia landed in the city of Medina and was set to travel south to the holy city of Mecca in the coming weeks. One of the five pillars of Islam, the Hajj must be undertaken by all Muslims who have the means, at least once in their lives. It's usually one of the world's largest religious gatherings. About 2.5 million participated in 2019, but Saudi officials limited participation to only 1,000 pilgrims during the pandemic in 2020. The following year, they increased the total to 60,000 fully vaccinated Saudi citizens and residents. Abbott Nutrition says it has restarted production at the Michigan factory that's tied to the ongoing baby formula shortage in the United States. The plant has been closed since February due to contamination. That's led to nationwide supply problems for formulas needed to feed infants. The reopening isn't expected to have an immediate effect on availability. Abbott says it will prioritize production of its specialty formulas for infants with severe food allergies and digestive problems. Once production resumes, it'll still take several weeks before those products arrive in stores and pharmacies. The plant's reopening is one of several actions expected to improve supplies, including federal deliveries of imported formula from overseas. Recapping our top stories this hour, the Ukrainian military is rapidly losing troops in the war against Russia as the fighting continues. And in Hong Kong, several people have been arrested in a crackdown on commemorations of the Tiananmen Square incident of 1989.